Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. And greet you. Amen. Praise
muted.
Everyone, amen. Hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, what a blessed day. Praise God. Amen. Want you to know, amen, we greet you, amen, tonight or this afternoon. Praise God, amen, tonight. Amen. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Glory to God, amen. We want you to know tonight, praising God, amen. Oh, praise God, amen, that you're wrapped up, warmed up. Praise God, amen. Beautiful, beautiful snow, amen, is falling, praise God, in our city. Amen. Glory to God. Some is laying. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But yet it's still, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we just want to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. For the song said, I won't complain. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank him for the rain, snow, sleet. Amen. Just able, praise God. Amen. It's a blessing just to be able to see it. Amen, amen. Beautiful handwork of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. The song said, who would serve a God like this? Praise God. Amen. And we just want you to know, praise God, amen, that you are, amen, in the right place at the right time. Amen. Glory to God. And we pray and hope that your day has been blessed. Amen. Good. Amen. Some of us, praise God, amen, went to our sanctuaries today. Praise God, the fellowship and have some church, somebody say, amen, glory to God, and thank you the Lord brought us back home sound, amen. So praise God, whether you are at home or at church, amen, glory to God, amen. Tune in to the word of God, amen. We pray and know and hope, praise God, amen, it's still the bubbling. You still got a little scratch in your feet, amen, glory to God, and some more shout in your feet, praise God, amen, some more clapping in your hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because we come to do nothing but to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. And tell of his goodness. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank you for coming in tonight. Amen. And joining us on the PNN. Praise God. Amen. And just in case this is your first time. Amen. We want you to know that we, amen, we appreciate you, praising God, amen, we, amen, hopefully, praise, amen, some of my listeners, friends, amen, and prayer partners, amen, supposed to be joining us on tonight, so we hope and pray, praise God, amen, that they was able to get on tonight with us, amen, glory to God, amen, you, yes, you, praising God, amen, we thank God for you, glory to God, and we ask you, praise God, at this time, if you would just text them, amen, your friends, praise God, neighbor, glory to God, amen, cousins, amen, hallelujah, amen, to let them know that the Prayer News Network is on, praise God, amen, and definitely, praise God, amen, I want you to know that, and get in, praise God, amen, just keep trying, amen, glory to God, amen, we pray the lines open, praise God, amen, give them the number, amen, 1-239-209-6891. Amen. It will get you right in. Amen. The right place at the right time. Amen. So we praise the Lord for you. Praise God. Amen. We are your co-hosts for tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we just end for an awesome hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. It's going to cost a good time tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Tell somebody. Amen. You don't look like what you've been through. Hallelujah. Amen. I felt that one. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If they don't listen, amen, tell somebody else. Praise God. Amen. A text it. Amen. You just don't look like what you've been through. Glory to God. Amen. If you've been through what I've been through, amen, you would be praising the Lord too. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm excited. I'm grateful tonight, praise God, because I realized, amen, when he woke us up this morning, amen, he didn't have to do it, but he did, praise God, and I am grateful tonight, amen, for our families and friends, praising God, amen, this morning, for waking us up early this morning, Hallelujah. We was clothed in our right mind. Hallelujah. Amen. And the blood yet running warm in our veins. Glory to God. We was able to walk around, move around. Glory to God. Stir up some food. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything was moving. Amen. And we praise the Lord for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So every, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Every chance that you get, amen. Glory to God. Some praise. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And even praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Even if you cannot get in, praise God. Amen. Once you praise God, amen, just dial, amen, this number. Amen. Because we don't want to leave nobody out. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to be blessed. Amen. And get your blessing tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just in case you're not able to get in on the number that we have given you. Amen. We have a temporary backup. Praise God. And that number is, amen, just a pencil. Ready. Glory to God. 1-223-308. Amen. Again, 1-223-308. 3018. Amen. And then enter 339-209-6899. Amen. Amen. After you dial the 1-223-308-3018, then enter 339-209-6891. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, praise God. Amen for the information. Praise God. Amen. We want everybody. Amen. Glory to God. Don't want to leave nobody out. Amen. Glory to God. To get on. Amen. Glory to God. This, amen. Gospel train. Praise God. It's moving. Glory to God. Amen. Going from coast to coast, city to city. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Prayer New Network is traveling. Hallelujah. Amen. And I think on last night, one night, praise God, and we heard, praise God, amen, we're born, praise God, on the second year. Amen. That the Prayer News Network, amen, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, is yet being, praise God, as I say, moving, amen, glory to God, people are being saved, blessed, healed, delivered, amen, crying out, praise God, to the Lord. Hallelujah, amen, glory to God, and that's what it's about, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen, meeting, praise God, and coming together, praying together, praise God, just a big, big family, glory to God, amen, and we thank the Lord tonight, amen, for Evangelist Bradley, praise God, the host, amen, and the vision that the Lord has given her, who knows, praise God, amen, in times like these that we will need a place, amen, glory to God, to come to. Amen, and pray, amen, but we are not able, amen, glory to God, to go to our, amen, place, amen, of worship, amen, glory to God, amen, it's just all right with me, glory to God, amen, so we thank the Lord tonight, amen, God bless you, praise God, Evangelist Bradley, amen, and again to all of our listeners, all of the advisors, amen, glory to God, all of you that helped make up Prayer News Network, amen. We thank the Lord for you, our prayer warriors, amen. It has grown, hallelujah, amen. PNN has grown, praising God, amen, hallelujah, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight, praise God, amen, for you, you, and yes, you, praise God, amen. Just want to give you, amen, and a time, amen, to text someone, to call someone, amen, to let them know. Amen, that the Prayer News Network, amen, is on the air, praise God, amen. You also, praise God, amen, to go on Facebook, amen, and type in PNN, the Prayer News Network, praise God, and also hear, amen, the live service that's going on, same voice, same station, praising God, amen, amen. The Lord has a way to say here, open up a door. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. All you have to do is just walk there in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight for you, you, and yes, you, Glory to God. Amen. For being with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. My pastor also says, amen. Ain't nobody. Amen. Like God's people. Amen. And we come to say, ain't nobody like God's people. Amen. Glory to God. We are grateful for you tonight. And just, amen. Just honored to be among our brothers and our sisters tonight. To God. Amen. So we come here. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome time on last night. Amen. We were truly blessed. Amen. And we just continue to go higher and higher. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So the song says, plant my feet. Amen. On higher ground. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone want to go higher tonight? Glory to God. Amen. Let's go higher in the word of God. Hallelujah. Higher in the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. We thank the Lord tonight for you, and yes, you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to get ready. Praise God. Amen. To let you know. Praise God. Amen. That the prayer group network is moving. Amen. To different cities, states. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Internationally. Glory to God. Amen. To places that, amen. Glory to God. We, amen, have not got the chance to go there yet, but the word is going there. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Hallelujah. Amen. Place that we desire to go. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But the word is going there. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And that's what the Bible said. Amen. Before. Amen. Glory to God. The end of time. Amen. That the word reaches. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Nobody, praise God, would not have an excuse. Glory to God. Amen. Not hearing the word of God. Amen. And that's what it's about. Amen. Trying to get the word. Amen. Glory to God. To some lost soul. Amen. To encourage someone. Hallelujah. To know. Amen. We fall down, but we get up. Glory to God. To encourage. Amen. Glory to God. That man, woman, boy, or girl. Amen. To let them know that they are somebody in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To let them know. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To give them an invitation. Amen. To come. Amen. To Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Because he comes to bring a change. Amen. Hallelujah. Not conform, but amen. Transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me just in time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We didn't come, praise God, on the first call. Amen. Glory to God. We didn't come on the second call. Amen. We was hard-headed just like, amen, the rest of you. Praising God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But the seat got too hot. Hallelujah. The prayer got too hot. Amen. To where I had nowhere to turn. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. I would not take nothing for my journey now. Glory to God. Amen. As I look back over my life to see, amen, I am a living testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For you, praise God. Amen. And to, amen. To the listeners, amen. Even on Blog Talk, praise God. And those that are listening internationally, praise God. Amen. Just going to give you some of the names. Amen. Glory to God. Cities and states. Amen. Glory to God. Where the PNN is being, amen, listened to. Glory to God. Even though some states, amen, we may be listening at different times. Glory to God. Different days. Hallelujah. Amen. But glory to God. Amen. They are listening to the Prayer News Network. Amen. So we just, amen, ought to just give God a big praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And greater. Amen. It's coming to the PNN Prayer News Network. Amen. A place that I love to be. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To the, amen. To the city of Canada. To the state of Bermuda. Brazil. Hallelujah. China. Petolia. Nassau. Bahamas. Nigeria. South Africa. Glory to God. And as we read, majority of the U.S. states. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we praise the Lord for the word. Amen. It's reaching. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Going Hallelujah. Amen. Into these places. Hallelujah. Amen. If someone is accepted, amen, Christ as a Savior. Amen. And also, praise God. Amen. Also, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Not only, amen, is it going out, but amen, it's taking effect. Glory to God. Amen. The word of God is taking effect. Hallelujah. As we say, amen, souls have been saved. Backsliders are coming back. Amen. Glory to God. Healing is taking place. Deliverance is taking place. Glory to God. Families are coming together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful work. Amen. That the Lord is doing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. On the prayer news network. Glory to God. And it is what it says. Praise God. Amen. I like to say what it is. Amen. It shares the good news. Glory to God. Good news is being spread. Amen. On the prayer news network. Amen. You will not leave from here hungry. You will not leave from here, praise God, worse than you came. Hallelujah. Amen. You always, glory to God. Amen. We'll always leave from here uplifted. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. With the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It brings about a change. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. That you don't leave this place the same way you came. Hallelujah. Amen. Always feel refreshed, renewed, revived. Glory to God. Amen. So you in the right place at the right time. Amen. Don't touch, amen, that dial. Amen. It was no, amen, coincidence. Amen. It was a meant to be. Glory to God that you dialed in. Amen. And, amen. Whether you on Facebook, amen, you just popped up on it. Amen. You know we said we just popped up on it. Amen. But we thank God that you just popped up on it. Amen. Stay there. Glory to God. Amen. God got something for you tonight. Amen. You will be, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And share with your friends. Amen. To let them know. Amen. You want to be blessed. Amen. Come where the blessed folks are. Glory to God on the prayer news network tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And also, praise God. Amen. I always like to acknowledge, amen, as we say, amen, the host, amen, the visionary, Evangelist Bradley tonight, who's doing an awesome, amen, as my brother-in-law would say, a marvelous job. Glory to God. Amen. On the prayer news network. Amen. And always like to acknowledge, praise God. Amen. Those, amen, amen, that have gone on before us. Amen. Glory to God. From labor, amen, to get their reward. Amen. Glory to God. That made the way for so many of us. Hallelujah. Amen. How to get to. Amen. To get through. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If you go through, glory to God. Amen. They'll tell us how to get to. Hallelujah. Just can't stop, but keep on trusting somebody. Say, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If it had not been, amen, for them preaching uncompromised words. Amen. And telling us, amen, what thus says the Lord. Amen. Some of us, praise God, we cried. Amen. I can't take no more. I can't do this some more. Amen. Glory to God. They encouraged us. Yes, you can make it, daughter. Yes, you can make it, son. Amen. Just have faith and believe in God. Amen. We do like to acknowledge, praise God, the late Apostle S.D. James. Glory to God, Senior. Amen. And also Apostle Samuel Hudgens. Glory to God. Presiding Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Glory to God. And hallelujah. Apostle D.G. Taylor. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And also your leader. Hallelujah. My leader. Glory to God. All the leaders. Amen. We'd like to praise God. Amen. Continue to lift them up to God. Amen. In prayer. Hold their arms up. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. They need us and they need our prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We can often say, praise God. Amen. Talk about amen. Amen. Pastor should say that. Pastor should do it like this. Amen. We're not behind the pulpit. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We are just there. Praise God. Amen. To pray for them. Praise God. Amen. To encourage them also. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So let's hold them up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Pray for them. Hallelujah. Because it's not easy. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not easy. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight as we get ready, praise God, to sanctify the line tonight, amen, that you could go with us, amen, glory to God, as we come into this place, one mind, one accord, amen, glory to God, gathered in his name, hallelujah, to worship him tonight, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen, has God been good to you, hallelujah, amen, we ought to give God some praise, hallelujah.
The recording has started.
And how much we appreciate him. Amen. Get someone on your mind or get something on your mind. Glory to God. Amen. That thing. Amen. That situation. Amen. That you've been concerned about. That child. Amen. Whatever it may be. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to take it to the Lord. Amen. Tonight in prayer. Amen. We're going to tell him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our God. Amen. We come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, hallelujah, seeking your divine help. Hallelujah, tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, we seek in your faith, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, O God. Because we have nowhere else to go, O God. Because we look to the hills tonight from which cometh our help tonight. And all of our help come from you tonight, Lord, and we ask you tonight, Holy Ghost, have your way tonight in this place, oh God, upon the line tonight in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you take control tonight, hallelujah, that the anointing of God destroys every yoke in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, we ask you tonight, hallelujah, tonight, have your way, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in our homes, in our cars, oh God, hallelujah, on our job, wherever we may be tonight, Lord, we just ask you tonight, Lord, to have your way in the name of Jesus, for you are God, and beside you there is none other. Lord, we come tonight into this place, hallelujah, lifting up your name, hallelujah, praising you. Lord, we come to say thank you for one more day. Thank you, Lord, for taking us through, oh God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for blessing our going out and our coming in, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. Thank you. Glory to God for supplying our every need. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, because you've been good to us, better than we've been to ourselves. Lord, hallelujah, Lord, we even counted our own self out. But, Lord, you counted us sin. You counted us worthy. Lord, and we come to say thank you. Thank you for blood washing us. Thank you, oh God, for cleansing us from all filthiness of the flesh. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, oh God, for filling us the precious Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to bless every listener that's on this line tonight. Deliver, God, set free, save. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, oh God, for when the tough gets going, God, hallelujah, Lord, we just hang on in here, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, Lord, because we live, oh God, we know, praise God, God, you did not bring us this far to leave us, God, hallelujah, Lord, and we ask you tonight, God, to lead us and guide us, God, hallelujah, be the light, God, hallelujah, even when our way seems dark, God, hallelujah, show us the way, God, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, have your way tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, have your way in the name of Jesus, loose every shackle, hallelujah, loose stone that abounds, in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, take over, in the giants. But I see, oh God, they don't have you in their life. Lord, and we ask you tonight, save, Lord, save tonight, a man, woman, boy, and girl, save, Lord, save this generation, save that man, save, God, take away the pride, save that woman, oh God, change, change the identity, oh God, Lord, because so many confused with the identity, hallelujah, don't know who they are. But we rebuke the devil tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you change hearts, change minds. Oh, God, Lord, let them get to know the true God, the true and the living God. Hallelujah, for God I live, for God I die. In the name of Jesus, blood wash them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for God, you are God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight to have your way, Holy Ghost. Lord, bless every listener, every advisor. In the name of Jesus, oh God, uplift heads today that are bowed down in sorrow. Hallelujah, oh God, even those, oh God, in the hospitals. In the grace of God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you today. Hallelujah, for the song said, we ain't too proud to beg. Lord, we are begging you tonight. For God, you to help us in the name of Jesus. Help, Lord. We need you, Lord. Help us, God. Hallelujah, 911 case. Help us. Lord, and have mercy upon us tonight. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you. Our children need you, God. The hospital needs you, God. Our nursing home needs you, God. Lord, we need you, God. Pastor needs you, God. Bishop needs you, God. Prophets need you, God. The body of Christ, Lord, we need you, God. Hallelujah. Our neighbors need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you tonight, God. Heal our land in the name of Jesus. Heal our land, oh God. Heal us. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, Lord, give us a steadfast, unmovable spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we don't have the spirit of wondering, but we keep our eyes on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh glory to God, Lord, somebody's not ready to give up, oh God, but the devil is a liar. Hallelujah, for great is he that is in us, and in you than he that is in the world. Lord, we ask you, God, oh God, hallelujah, throw your arms around us in the name of Jesus tonight. Glory to God, Lord, we ask you tonight, God, anoint your word tonight and the speak of God. Hallelujah, let them have free will courts. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, for Evangelist Bradley tonight. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, oh, God, we thank you for tonight. Hallelujah, for how far you brought us. Oh, God, to where you're going to take us to. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the vision that you have given her. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you tonight. Twist it on, God. Give our heart desire, God. In the name of Jesus, God, take away every hinder tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, remember the nations all over the world, oh, God, our president, the vice president, the White House. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you, God. Hallelujah. The Dr. Fauci don't have the answer. Hallelujah. President don't have the answer. Vice president don't have the answer. Well, Lord, we know the answer, and the answer is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the answer. Hallelujah. You rule and you super rule. Lord, we rebuke everything that's not like you tonight. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus still works in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it reaches the highest mountains. It flows to the lowest valleys. It will never, never, never lose its power. Hallelujah, Lord, and we bless your name tonight. Hallelujah, you are the Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah thank God to have mercy upon us. Create in us tonight a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us tonight. Fill us again tonight with the Holy Ghost. Fill us again. Oh, God, let fresh oil fall tonight. Hallelujah, in this place. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, fresh oil. In Jesus' name. Glory to God, healed. Those that's even on respirators. Hallelujah, those, oh, God, that are sick with the COVID. Hallelujah, those, oh, God. Hallelujah, that have the symptoms. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Stretch out your hand of mercy. Hallelujah, oh, God, heal tonight. Oh, God, and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Even those that's incarcerated, have your way, Holy Ghost, in the place. In the name of Jesus, those, oh, God, hallelujah, that feel like they're having mental issues, Jesus' name, we rebuke that spirit, oh, God, that defiled spirit, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that your blood cover and wash, wash their minds, wash their hearts, in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, we come against the suicide demons, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Devil, take your flight. For the blood of Jesus is against you. Cover our children. Cover our home, Lord. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the victory in Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Even though the problem seems big. But Lord, it's nothing to you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. We bring our case to you. Hallelujah, you're the righteous judge. Lord, and we thank you right now for a miracle worker. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we ask you tonight to hide us behind the cross in the name of Jesus. Wash us all in your blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and if I ever give you praise, honor and the glory, we'll lift you up. Hallelujah, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for your word said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah, Lord, we're going to lift you up tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you tonight, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable, oh God, in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength. And I will receive in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, God, we bless your name tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, Lord, and we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, what a night, what a night. We're going to have tonight. Glory to God. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it in the atmosphere? Oh, my, my, my. God got something good and greater for you tonight. Hallelujah. It's a setup tonight. Glory to God. Oh, God, it's a setup. Hallelujah. For the enemy meant it for bad. Oh, God, but it's a setup. Oh, my, my God, tonight. You're in the right place at the right time tonight. Oh, my, my God. And we thank him tonight. We thank him. We praise him tonight. Amen. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just say that tonight. Amen. God is good. And all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For you, praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. Take someone to let them know. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God got something good for them tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we're not going to hold up any longer. Praise God. Amen. We are ready tonight for the word. Hallelujah. Amen. And I speak up tonight. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, glory to God, amen, I speak of tonight, hallelujah, amen, is evangelist, amen, Jeanette, word. Oh, God, come on here, somebody. Amen. Evangelist Jeanette Word. Hallelujah. Not only the name, the word, but she's carrying the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All the way from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Amen. Hallelujah. We present you tonight. Amen. For the speaker, amen, of the hour. Amen. Evangelist Jeanette Word. Amen. Can somebody just shout, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Woman of God, you have the platform. Just smash, amen, star six. Amen. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, woman of God.
Bless you.
Praise God. I bless God on today. I thank God for the opportunity to bring his holy word. And let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just bless your name, God. We thank you, God, for this word that's going to go over the airwaves to every home, every soul, every man, every boy, every girl. Lord God, I ask right now by the Holy Spirit that you would speak, that I would decrease, that you would increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way. Do what you need to do. Say what you need to say in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak and I declare unto you on today, according to God's word that he has given me, the word of God, he said, God is going to make good out of your dysfunction. Amen. Somebody say, he's going to make good out of my dysfunction. Praise God. God made a promise to Abraham, will be to all nations, will be a blessing. And God is going to use you no matter what your circumstances or your situation is. God is going to use you because he chose you before the foundation of the earth. God said, don't quit in the dysfunction. There is a promise that he must fulfill. God is going to fulfill what he started in you. Whom have begun a good work in you? He said he's going to finish it. He said what he started, he's going to finish it, and no devil in hell can overthrow it. I speak the fire of God right now to consume you with the very presence of the Almighty God, that you will no longer walk in fear. You will no longer be intimidated, but you will rise up and be all that God called you to be in the mighty name of Jesus. God will override our dysfunction to manifest his promises. God cannot alter or change what he has promised. God will keep his word. He's a word keeper. And he will do whatever he needs to do to fulfill his word in your life. He is not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he will repent. If he said it, God said he's going to do it. He said, believe the word what I have given you, because I'm going to do exactly what I said I'm going to do. God created everything in the earth, including every living thing and mankind. God created mankind in a group called family. Praise God. What is a family? It is a building block for strong families, a place where you should feel love and to learn how to give love, a place of safety and support, a place where you are to develop into a respectful man or woman, a place where you will find struggles, challenges, adversities, flaws, and imperfections. Family was created by God even from the beginning of time. The Bible said a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife. So God ordained family. And what comes in the process of the family? Well, you need a man and you need a woman, and they produce children. You have nieces and nephews. You have cousins that all collaborate in family. Praise God. God said he would take the foolish things of the world to confine the wise. God said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. He blesses who he chooses. No one is exempt, even in your dysfunction. God. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. and his ways is not our ways. His ways is higher than the heavens. A dysfunction family never stopped God from working. It never stopped God from blessing. And it has never stopped him from working through the dysfunction. God is bigger than your dysfunction. I came, talking about myself, I came from a dysfunctional family. But the dysfunction didn't stop me from pursuing God. But the dysfunction matured me in my faith. God want to do the same thing to you. No matter what you're going through in your family, no matter how dysfunctional it may appear, you may have came from a home where you had a drunk daddy or a drunk mother. Hallelujah. And there was abuse, verbal abuse and physical abuse. But God said, even in that dysfunction, I've called you to a holy place. I'm going to use all that for his glory. God said, be not dismayed. Don't even try to fathom in your mind, how can God use me even coming out of that? But God said that I'm molding and I'm shaping you even now for the work of the ministry. We all have come from dysfunction. We all are dysfunctional with flaws and imperfections. But God still chooses to include you in all of his plans. Hallelujah. God is just looking for an available person to yield themselves to him. He's looking for you to say yes to salvation. It's available to you. And once you give your life over to Jesus, amen, he's going to anoint whatever you've been through, any flaws and imperfections and any rape that you have probably encountered. I believe that God tonight is stirring you up to write a book. And through that book, that healing shall come, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everything that we learn comes from our family that teaches us morals and values, how to conduct ourselves. Family teaches us by what we see in the home that frame our mind and views about life and ourselves. Some families have more positive than negative. All of these events and memories follow us everywhere we go until we deal with whatever we may be struggling with. God is still a deliverer. Amen. He's still sitting on the throne, and he still answers prayer. Hallelujah. God knows exactly where you are. He knows you're rising up, and he knows you're lying down. He knows your struggle within yourself. And God said, if you want to be delivered, he will deliver you tonight. Praise the Lord. Some have more negative than positive. It is all about how you build your family and form your own perspective based on God's word. At the end of the day, all of us have dysfunction. We still love our family, whether we are close or not. Everybody don't have that close-knit family. But God said in his word that he would set the lonely even in family. Amen. The body of Christ, those who do the will of God, is your family. You are never alone. You might feel that you are alone. But God said that he will never leave you or forsake you. He will be with you even to the ends of the world. You and I can never run from a grassroots from where we were birthed out of. You and I never asked what family we wanted to be born in. We did not decide who our parents would be, nor their parenting skills. But God knew it all. There's nothing new under the sun to God. We all have the power to make the best of the challenges and the situation. God knows what he is trying to develop in you, and he knew the end result with every situation that you will face in your family and within yourself. Amen. I speak to the struggle within yourself that you will snatch your identity. You will not struggle in who you are in God tonight in the name of Jesus. I speak total healing to you today. I speak healing in your mind today. I pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus that holds you bound, that make you feel inadequate and make you feel useless in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak life to you today in the name of Jesus. You are robbed priesthood in the mighty name of Jesus, and you shall do great exploits for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says a man born of a woman, days are short and full of trouble. He said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. Nothing catches God off guard. Nothing catches God off guard. God knows every one of our flaws and temperament. He knows what we can handle and what we cannot handle. We must never quit, no matter what is thrown in our direction. God knows our strong areas and our weak areas, but God has a plan in the dysfunction. God knows the end of the thing before the end is. There are times you might feel like running from yourself because there are qualities about yourself that you would like to change. And we all know, if we were to be honest, that we all have dysfunctions within ourselves that we really don't want others to see. Sometimes we try to dress it up. Oh, we try to put on a little weave. Oh, God, but God knows what's going on the inside. Sometimes we try to cover up those insecurities and those hurts in the mighty name of Jesus. But God said tonight, today is your day of deliverance, because God is going into the realm of the spirit, and he's beginning to bring healing to your soul. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Some of you, hallelujah, feel a certain kind of way, huh? Because you were adopted, but God said, hallelujah, your mother could aborted you, but she chose not to. God wouldn't let her do it, so she turned you over to another family. Oh, praise God. And you probably went through some changes, but God said, even in that, I'm going to use that for his glory, that what you went through didn't kill you. God said, hold your head up, huh? Because I'm going to use you in spite of you. I'm going to use you in spite of your situation and your circumstances. Somebody give him praise. Glory to God. We make choices to live in good communities, to make it that we have arrived, but no, we don't have it together. Hallelujah. Sometimes we try to cover it up and try to pretend, hallelujah, that everything is okay. Praise God, because we're trying to make it appear that we're successful, but true success is in Christ Jesus. We still have struggles within ourselves, fighting to do good and what is right in the presence of the Lord. No matter how we try within ourselves, there is still dysfunction. We can only be complete and whole in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God loves us in spite of our shortcomings and flaws, insecurities, wrong decision-making, quick-tempered issues within our flesh. God love never changes. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, God loves me tonight. He loves me in spite of myself. We continue to work on ourselves with the help of God and the Holy Spirit to help us evolve into better people with a positive, godly outlook. We learn to use God's word to help us navigate through tough issues that we encounter with our family and even our own personal life. We never want to give up on God, and we don't want to give up on yourself. God said tonight, don't give up on yourself. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care if you have a financial problem. I don't care if you have a marital problem. I don't care if the children is acting a fool. Praise God, but through prayer, God can turn things around. God said to hold on tonight. Oh, praise God. He said, hold on. Don't you throw in the towel. Praise God. He said, don't you worry. The Bible said anxiety in a man causes depression, and I break the spirit of depression off you in the name of Jesus. Worrying about your family, worrying about your finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh, worried about how you're going to make ends meet. God said that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Somebody say yes, 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 I believe the word of the Lord. Some things in life are hard to shake, but hallelujah, you have to have a made-up mind and continue to develop your skills to be a better person as we trust God with our life. If you and I could run from ourselves, I believe we would. But guess what? You can't run from yourself, praise God. But all you can do is give yourself to Jesus and let him work on those situations and all those struggles and all those insecurities and all that hurt. Hallelujah, those traumatic events. Hallelujah, that plague your mind. God said, I'm coming again get a hold of your mind. I want to get a hold of your mind. God said, bring your mind in. But that it is impossible. Running from yourself is not an option. If you can run from yourself, tell me how. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you just feel like running from yourself, but you can't. It's impossible. Praise the Lord. But the Lord said, if you look toward the hills from which cometh my help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. When your heart is overwhelmed, God said, run to the rock. Run to the rock that's higher than you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We all have to learn from our situations that God has allowed us to be in, whether we choose to be in it or not, knowing that there is a bigger picture than what you can see. Praise the Lord. God has given us a greater capacity to trust his will for our life. Adversities come to us to humble ourselves, to totally surrender to God, to be a vessel that he can use for his glory. Remember, there are promises that God has made to us and our family that we must carry the torch for something bigger than what we can see. But in the end, the vision will speak for generations to come. This function is a tool that can develop you. It can develop your character. If we look to the situation that arises with God's perspective, we all are overcomers in Jesus Christ. He is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God is coming from Genesis 28 through Genesis 30, and I'm just going to just put it all together. We're not going to go to the word because of the time. And I want to speak on Isaac and Rebekah. They were married. Some of us were waiting on God. We're in our singleness, and we're waiting on God to give us a mate. God said, be still. Don't try to get in the middle of it and mess it up. Wait on the Lord. Be still. Don't compromise your walk. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said Isaac and Rebekah were married and was unable to bear children due to Rebekah was barren. Praise God. She was not able to produce a seed. Oh, glory to God. But the Bible said Isaac prayed to the Lord, and the Lord opened Rebekah's womb. Praise God. You can't have a baby until God opened the womb. God already knew you before you even manifested in the earth. He already knew your name. He knew your DNA. He knew what family you were going to be in, praise God. And God opened Rebekah's womb, praise God. God getting ready to open some doors for you, huh? Eba-sha. And even sometimes you fell, hallelujah, you've been waiting, you've been waiting, you've been waiting on God. You've been waiting on a house. You've been waiting on a husband. You've been waiting on this book to be published. But God said he getting ready to do it. He getting ready to do it. He getting ready to do it quickly, praise God. And your healing going to come through this book, praise God. Many of you, hallelujah, want to start businesses, but you allowed your past to hinder you, make you feel you inadequate, that you don't know exactly what to do. But God said, get in my face and follow my instructions. I will put people in your path that will help you with your business project in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, by shot. Somebody wants a head by shot. Somebody want to have a baby tonight. Oh, by shindet of okosata. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you've been going to the doctor in the name of Jesus. And they're saying, higher. You're not able to have a baby. But God's speaking on tonight. He said, a baby is going to come. You and your husband is going to have a child in the name of Jesus. God is waiting on the appointed time, that's appointed time that the baby will be born for such a time as this. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Don't get in a hurry. Hiya, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And she gave birth to twins. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to wait, and God will give you a double blessing. Hallelujah. A double blessing is coming for your patience, waiting on the Lord. Glory to God. And sometimes, hey, when there's a blessing, hallelujah, in your waiting, oh, Messiah, Sometimes there's a fight. Sometimes there's a struggle. The Bible said that Esau and Jacob was in the womb, and there was a struggle. And Rebecca, she inquired of the Lord for an answer. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, she could feel the fight. She could feel the uncomfortableness that was going on in the on the inside of her in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. God said you're carrying something higher that's of him higher in the name of Jesus, and it's taking you through changes. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a fight because there's a purpose. There is a divine purpose that's on the inside of you, and God said you're getting ready to come forth with it in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it and I declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. Rebecca inquired of the Lord for an answer in regards to the struggle that was within her. The Lord said, there are two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other. The older Esau shall serve the younger Jacob, praise God. As the twins became older, Isaac loved Esau. Rebecca loved Jacob, and that brought confusion in the house because there was favoritism. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we operate in favoritism, it brings confusion. One thinks that one is loved more than the other. Oh, glory to God. Hey, and that brought a seed of discord, praise God. God wants the spirit of peace to be in your house. He wants your siblings. He wants your children to walk in peace and harmony in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said Jacob was cooking stew when Esau came in the field hunting. Esau was hungry and felt he was about to die. Coming in from the field, he was exhausted. Jacob made a deal with Esau that Esau could have some stew in exchange for his birthright. Esau sold the birthright for a temporary satisfaction. Praise God. And so Jacob, he bribed him. You know that Jacob was a trickster. Hallelujah. He was a liar. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible said, without thinking, Esau, through his repercussions of his decision, he didn't think long term. Sometimes we make decisions without thinking them through. Hallelujah. God wants you to count up the cost. He wants you to think before you make decisions. He wants you to seek after him to make sure that you're making good decisions that comes from him. And the Bible said Jacob gave the stew and the bread for exchange for Esau's birthright. Now the birthright represented the double portion. It allowed Jacob to be the head of responsibility of the family and mother and the unmarried sisters and financial affairs. Praise God. Now, I want to say this. There was no need for Rebecca to even try to trip up Jacob because it was already ordained that Jacob was going to be the chosen one. Glory to God. Also, it goes on to say that Rebecca suggested that Jacob dress up like Esau to steal the blessing. Isaac was getting older, and he could not see, so Jacob was in agreement to dress like his brother Esau to steal a blessing. He didn't just take the blessing and the birthright. He took them both, praise God. Praise the Lord. There was no need to do that. But guess what? This was all part of God's plan. Praise God. Not saying that God uses trickery and bribery, but he allowed it because there was a promise over Jacob's life, and it had to come to pass. Jacob felt and smelled like his brother Esau, that Isaac blessed Jacob instead of Esau due to Isaac not able to see. And that made Esau mad. Esau hated Jacob from that day forward. Esau wanted to kill Jacob for stealing his birthright and the blessing. Esau's plot was to kill Jacob when his father, Isaac, died. Mother's help. started all this confusion in the home. And guess what? It hurt Esau. And it made him feel rage, and he felt betrayal. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And Esau, his mother, told his mother, Rebekah, his plan to kill Jacob. Rebekah highly encouraged Jacob to flee to her brother Laban in Iran to prevent him from killing him. Now, praise the Lord. Now, it just don't seem right. It seemed like Jacob would have stayed and tried to work it out, but he ran. He ran for his life, but he didn't know the very thing that he did to his brother, that his uncle Laban was a trickster. He was a liar. He was a con artist. So he was about to run into his uncle, who was going to do him the same way. And the Bible said Isaac called Jacob and blessed him to go to his mother's brother for a wife in Haran and not in the country of Canaan. While on the run, Jacob came to a place to rest. Jacob had a dream. You know, all this confusion going on, if God wanted to stop it, he would have stopped it, because he's given Jacob a dream right now as he rested from his journey unto Aram. In the dream, the Lord said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father Isaac. The land in which you lie, I will give it to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be in the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and the south. For you and your seed and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and keep you wherever you go. God is with you everywhere you go, man and woman of God. And I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken. God made a promise. God made a promise to Jacob that he would take care of him. So all the things that he went through, God still was with him. Praise God. And God is with you in the storms of life, in the difficult times. In my Sanda Bahaya, when you feel like giving up, God said, I'm with you. I will never forsake you. I don't care what it feels like. You can't go by your emotions. God said, I'm with you to sustain you. I'm with you to supply all of your needs according to you, my riches and glory. And the Bible says Jacob met Rachel at the well. She was a shepherdess. Rachel came to water her father's sheep while Jacob was inquiring about Laban, if they knew Laban. Jacob introduced himself to Rachel after finding out that Jacob was kin. She ran home and told her father Laban. Laban met Jacob and brought him home. Jacob stayed for 1 month, and after then, Laban stated, since you are my kin, you shouldn't have to work for free. Laban asked Jacob what was his wage. Jacob told Laban he wanted Rachel as his wife because he loved her. Amen. When a man, that lets you know that a man can see you and know by the Spirit that you are his wife. Laban told him he can work for 7 years and he will give Rachel as his wife. So then he worked 7 years for Laban. And then Laban released Leah. He had two daughters, Rachel and Leah. Rachel was the youngest and Leah was the oldest. So he released Leah to Jacob. But Jacob really wanted Rachel. Rachel was very pretty. Leah, She wasn't all that good looking according to the Bible. And Jacob found out that next morning that he was deceived by Laban, and he addressed him according to what did not happen. I am sure Jacob was disappointed. He was upset. Laban made a deal with Jacob, stating that his culture, that the older supposed to marry first. Now, why didn't Laban didn't say that from the beginning? Have you ever been in a situation where somebody made a promise and they didn't fulfill the promise? It made you upset. It took you through some changes. If somebody said they're going to pick you up and they don't pick you up on time, it takes you through changes. You might miss your appointment. Or if you get something from the store and you buy it, and when you come to bring it back, they didn't tell you you're supposed to bring it back in 2 days, and now you done waited 2 weeks. So now you upset. So he didn't tell the whole story, and he should have just been upfront and honest, but that was part of the plan. This was part of the plan of God to fulfill his promises that God made to Abraham, and he made to Isaac, and he also made it to Jacob. And Laban stated within a week after the feast, Jacob could have Rachel as his wife. Amen. Jacob chose to work after receiving Rachel. 7 more years were Laban, Stephen, both Leah and Rachel. So now he has 2 wives, praise God, and their sisters, praise God. And God favored Jacob. There was increase, and God protected and provided for him in the midst of the dysfunction. Now, we know that polygamy was not part of God's plan, but it was their custom during that time. And we know, according to a gentleman by the name of Rose Dior, in 2013, he said, polygamy is associated with a higher rate of domestic violence, psychological distress, co-wife conflict, and greater control. And then this was according to Brown University, Rose Dior, in 2013. Now, you know, if a man, just a man and a woman, have issues, you can have different misunderstandings. So you can understand when you have 2 women in the home, the things that you have to go through. But that was not God's plan for man and women today. We are to have 1 husband and 1 wife, praise God. And there was a struggle between Rachel and Leah for Jacob's attention. These are 2 sisters, and their focus, they're fighting each other, praise God. And these 2 women was not content within themselves. They were married but not whole. And as you know, that Jacob, he loved Rachel. It was nothing she had to do. Leah, she was unattractive, but he didn't love her. He didn't want her from the beginning. And the Bible said both of them were never satisfied. Jacob loved Rachel, and he tolerated Leah. When the Lord saw Leah was barren, he opened her womb. So this lets you know that even in the midst of dysfunction, God still intervened, because it was all about the will of God being done. The promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had to come into manifestation because God had to hold himself to his own word. So God opened up her womb, and while Rachel was still barren, and Leah gave birth to Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Now, Rachel didn't have a problem until she found out that Leah had children. Then she had a desire to want children. Rachel could not have children, so she gave her maid, Bilhah, to Jacob. And Rachel envied her sister Leah. Bilhah conceived Dan and Naphtali. So there was a power struggle going on, praise God. Then Leah gave Zilpah to Jacob, and she conceived Gad and Asher. Reuben ended up, that was Leah's son, went into the field and brought back mandrakes, and that was like an aphrodisiac that was supposed to help you be fertile. And Rachel saw that and had a conversation with Leah to give the mandrakes to her in exchange for Leah to sleep with Jacob. So you have Rachel bribing Leah for the mandrakes because she wanted to have children. So Leah slept with Jacob and conceived again. Issachar, Zebulun, and Dinah, they had 1 daughter. Then the Lord listened to Rachel and opened her womb. And I believe God used mandrakes to help with the fertility that she received from Leah. Rachel finally gave birth to Joseph and Benjamin. Both women produced, and both women needed something from their husband. Leah felt the need for Jacob to love her, and that she never got. She just kept on having children. You know, you could keep on doing whatever you want to do. You could buy the person clothes. You could give them money, let them drive your car. It doesn't matter what you do. If a person don't love you from the heart, it's not going to do you any good. She felt, Leah felt rejected and thought in her mind that if I could just have children, he would love me more. How many of us that we feel that if we did this, that, and the other, that somebody would love you more? And sometimes people just love you for what you can give them. They don't love you for you. With Rachel didn't have to do anything with Jacob. He loved her just because of who she was, but she wasn't satisfied because she wanted children. So her and Leah had a power struggle. And to me, that lets me know that was something in their hearts, because even though she could not have kids and Leah could, why would you come against your sister? You should have been a support. You should have went into prayer. She seen you couldn't have any kids. She should have prayed and interceded with you. And that's what sisters and brothers, they should do. The household of faith, we should pray for one another, not bigger and fight and try to be competitive with one another, trying to outdo each other in the house of God. Who can teach the highest, you know, teach better than the other. We should work together as a team. Later in the fullness of time, not on her time, but in God's time, that God heard her cry and he opened up her womb. God said, there is no need to have a pity party, but learn to wait on God, and he will perform his will in your life. You don't have to sabotage. You don't have to manipulate. You don't have to fight or become jealous. You don't have to lie or bribe anyone. God loves us all. There are times we get in our flesh and operate outside of the will of God instead of being content. Godliness with contentment is great gain. What God has for us, it is for us. We fight because our own insecurities, dramas, instead of dealing with what we fight with another with. Instead of us dealing with all our insecurities and all our flaws and all our hurts, we have a tendency to get jealous of people and we want what they want. But God will give you what he's already ordained for you to have. You don't have to fight anybody. And when these insecurity thoughts come, we have the power to pull them down. We do not have to yield to them, and the devil cannot use negative thoughts to seduce us to fight and quarrel with one another. That is the enemy tactic for us to have division and be divided. Praise the Lord. In time, if we wait on the Lord in prayer, he will use every adversity in our lives to bring glory to himself. God can use this function to grow and develop us into mature body of Christ in Christ Jesus. Jacob had an issue as well. He never stopped the confusion, but he engaged in the rivalry. Jacob played in the middle of the feud. He never exposed. He never tried to intervene and have peace, but it wasn't the will of God. He never tried to bring peace to the family. The impact of the rivalry would impact the children down the years. Do you know that you having disagreements in your household with sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, that when you have children, that will be passed on because they have seen and heard the dysfunction? You don't want that to play over into the next generation. And that's what happened to Joseph with his brother, the 12 tribes of Israel, because they seen all the bickering between Leah and Rachel. They seen all that competitiveness, and it passed over into the children. But I bind up rivalry and confusion and jealousy and strife in your household against your children, against husband and wife, against your nieces and nephews and your cousins, and I speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. God will use all our life's experiences for his glory. And use your life events to help someone else as you and I come out of the place of rejection, being misunderstood, unloved, not heard, verbal and physical abuse, overlooked, present and future situations. We must learn to be content in whatever state we find ourselves in. The Bible said, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And who knows? We don't even know our own heart. God must reveal to us what is in our heart so that we can come to him and ask him to deliver us. We all need deliverance. We must make a firm stand not to operate in dysfunction that disrupts harmony and peace. Jacob started off a trickster, but at the end, he became a man of honor, having a close relationship with God. He is named one of the patriarchs with Abraham and Isaac. Jacob died like a king. Jacob was the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. So something good did come out of the dysfunction. Leah and Rachel were inducted as the matriarchs of the family of the 12 tribes of Israel. Judah, who was Jacob's son from Leah, was in the line of the Messiah, which is the tribe of Judah. And as you know, Judah had sex with his daughter-in-law after her husband died. Judah did not give his son to her when he was of age. So his daughter took it into her own hands. She positioned herself as a prostitute and had relations with Judah to keep her husband who had died, to keep his lineage going. Through that union was birthed Phaez and Zerah, which were twins. And Zerah was the line of Judah where the Messiah Jesus came through. Jesus was born through dysfunction himself. So why would God not love us when he was born through dysfunction? Jesus came through 42 generations to redeem man, to forgive us of all our sins. The Bible said if you confess your sins, he is faithful, and he is just to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. The 14th generation is from Abraham to David, another 14th generation, David to the exile of Babylon, and the next 14 is exile to Jesus. Jesus made a way for you and I through the cross for us to bring our sin or our dysfunction to him with no barriers. We have access to the kingdom of God and to his presence that we may find grace and mercy in the time of. I don't know what you're with. I don't know what traumatic event. You may have been in the military and you got PTSD from something that you've seen in the military. You can't seem to shake it out of your mind. The doctor said that you have a psychological dysfunction, but I pulled that spirit down that you no longer will have those demonic dreams recalling the traumatic events that was in the military. You may have been had incest in your family, but I rebuke the powers of darkness that come to plague your mind in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are valuable, that God has already cleansed you of every evil work that the enemy tried to overthrow, even from during that event. I erase that out of your mind today, that you will walk in peace and wholeness on today. You may be struggling with drugs on today because of an event or some traumatic event, but I speak to that drug habit, and I command it to be broken and destroyed off of your life today in the mighty name of Jesus. You may have been dealing with being misunderstood. You may have been dealing with rejection because a father or a mother didn't hold their end of the stick. They didn't really mentor you and raise you properly. But God said, let it go. Let it go because I'm still going to use you for his glory. You may have been adopted, but it's okay because God already knew that you were going to be adopted. You are significant to God. God is going to still use you for his glory. You may have been in an abusive relationship, and God said he's going to use you to write books, and he's going to be, you're going to be able to speak to nations, speak to people who have been through the same thing, been through the same thing because of the abuse that you have been through. You might have been neglected, but God came to destroy the powers of neglect. You are significant to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you might have been unloved. You might be lonely tonight, but God said that he will never leave you or forsake you. You might have been hurt because somebody betrayed you, but God said, I come to hear you tonight. I come to hear your mind. I come to hear you of the thoughts, the voices that the enemy is sending in the midnight hour. You may be wrestling during the night, but I speak peace to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spell every black magic, white magic that the enemy tried to seduce you in the name of Jesus. He tried to overthrow you. He tried to discredit you in the name of Jesus. He tried to take your mind, but tonight God is setting you free tonight in the name of Jesus, that you will no longer remember your past, that you will move forward to those things which are ahead and not behind. You letting those things behind in the name of Jesus. You letting it all go. You're going to forgive those who have hurt you in the name of Jesus. You're going to make a conscious decision tonight that you no longer going to allow their problem to be your problem tonight. God said, I'm getting ready to heal you of the broken places of your life. I'm getting ready to put you back together again. God got you on the potter's wheel, and he's molding you and shaping you to be all what you need to be tonight in the name of Jesus. God said, I'm just looking for a yes. I'm just looking for a yes from you. I'm just looking for a yes that you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. You in a backslidden condition. God said that I'm married to the backslider. He said you can come home and bring all your dysfunction. I don't care if you just got out of sin. I don't care if you've been down to the clubhouse. God said, I don't care if you just got out of a bed with a man or a woman. God said, I have need of you in the kingdom of God. He don't care if you've been stripping on the pole. God said, I still love you and I still need you in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God said, I don't even care if you murdered somebody. God said, I will forgive you of the murdering spirit. God said, I have need of you for the prison ministry. God said, I'm finna wipe every tear from your eyes. God said, I'm getting ready to lift up your bowed down head. I'm getting ready to move you forward. I speak to your spirit and I command you to soar. I command you to move out of any desolated situation, any situation that's got you tied down, anything that's got your feet tied down, that's got your mind all confused. I speak tonight in the name of Jesus that you be free today in the name of Jesus, that the shackles will be broken off of you, that you will be free tonight in the name of Jesus, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus sent his word and healed them and delivered them of all their destruction in the name of Jesus. You will not die before your time. God said you shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. God said no matter what the doctor report says, God said I'm going to heal you tonight. I'm going to heal you of cancer. I'm going to heal you of that tumor. God said I'm getting ready to heal you of diabetes. I'm getting ready to get in the eyes. I'm getting ready to take the stomach shot, the colorectal shot, the kubaba shot, the cataracts off your eyes in the name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to open your eyes that you may see in the realm of the spirit. The Bible said you shall walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. God said set your affections on things above and not the things of the earth, that this place is not your home. You have been bought with a price. God said I'm calling my sheep in. I'm calling them into the sheepfold. I have need of you in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what your daddy or your mama said. In the name of Jesus, God said I'm wiping the negative words from your thought process. God said I'm giving you a new mind, a new attitude. I'm going to raise you up. I'm going to use you for your glory, for my glory. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter if your family don't believe that you called. It don't believe that the hand of the Lord is upon your life. In the name of Jesus, but God said, what did I say tonight? I'm calling you with a holy calling. I'm calling you out of the pit. I'm calling you out of the dark place. I'm calling you out of dysfunction. I'm calling you to the anointing of the Almighty God. I'm getting ready to put a mantle upon you in the name of Jesus. God said, I'm getting ready to put a mantle upon your life in the name of Jesus, that nobody can discredit what I am doing in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to push you into the spirit. I'm getting ready to push you into your destiny. I'm getting ready to push you into your business in the name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to push you right now in the name of Jesus. You will no longer procrastinate in the name of Jesus. You will no longer talk down to yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. I speak to your spirit today in the name of Jesus. Live in the name of Jesus. I command you to thrive. I command you to thrive in the things of God. I command your prayer life to come up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command your reading. You read with understanding. You said that. You said no man can understand spiritual things. If you remain carnal, God said, I'm getting ready to shift you into the spirit. In the name of Jesus, I'm getting ready to bring you to a high place. In the name of Jesus, I'm getting ready to change your name. Your name is being changed. In the name of Jesus, I'm getting ready to wipe away the stigma off your life. In the name of Jesus, God said, my promises are yea and amen. God said, my promises is yea and amen. I'm getting ready to resuscitate you in the name of Jesus. The very things that's in your life that you thought was dead, the vision, in the name of Jesus. God said, I'm getting ready to awaken it. I'm getting ready to make it come to pass. I'm getting ready to bring it into manifestation in the name of Jesus. Somebody give him praise tonight. Somebody give him glory tonight in the name of Jesus. For your eyes is coming open. Your eyes of understanding is coming open in the name of Jesus. You've been struggling trying to read the word of God in the name of Jesus. But God said, I'm getting ready to give you understanding tonight. I'm getting ready to give you understanding of your purpose in the name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to give you understanding of your calling in the name of Jesus. You will no longer walk around like a dead woman or a dead man in the name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to switch your clothes. I'm getting ready to take off the old clothes, the dead clothes, in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, I'm Isaiah. Somebody give him praise in the name of Jesus. Oh, Bashaya. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing in you in the name of Jesus. God is shifting you to a new place in him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm getting ready to loose them shackles. I'm getting ready to come against the spirit of darkness that's trying to hold you from coming to the kingdom of God. That's keeping you from coming to God in the name of Jesus. I command Satan to loose your mind in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God said, I arrest you tonight in the name of Jesus. I arrest you tonight in the name of Jesus. You no longer, my Shanda, you shall no longer run in the name of Jesus. You shall no longer run from me, said the Lord. For I am calling your name. I've been calling your name in the midnight hour. You have been tossing and turning in the Oshaya. But God said, I'm calling your name. Today is the day of salvation. Come while I'm knocking at the door. I'm knocking on the other Monday. I'm knocking on the door of your heart. God said, let me in. Will you let me in? In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you tonight, God. I thank you, God, for putting marriages back together, God. I thank you, God, for being in the midst, God. No longer quarreling with one another, God. In the name of Jesus, deal with that woman, God. Hey, that she will respect her husband, God. That her husband, Haya, will love her and nourish her. And Nemesheta, in the name of Jesus, and wash it with the word of God, that there will be an understanding in that house, that there will be communication, that there will be affirmation in the name of Jesus, no longer attacking one another, but exalting each other in the name of Jesus, walking hand in hand in peace in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to your home. I speak peace to your children in the name of Jesus. I pray that the whole household be saved in the name of Jesus. Save that whole household in the name of Jesus. Save the nieces and the nephews, God, in the name of Jesus. Rabba shadarabokoshaya. Riba sheke yarabosha. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the sick, God. I pray that you be healed tonight in the name of Russia. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your bone. I speak to your spine, and I command every bone to line up in its normal place in the name of Jesus. I command inflammation to leave your body in the name of Jesus. Every nerve be healed in the name of Jesus. Every bone that's sitting on the nerve, I command it to shift tonight in the name of Jesus. I speak to diabetes. I command your pancreas to function normally right now in the name of Jesus. Blood pressure, I speak to you tonight. Come down in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for supernatural power going through this line today in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the healing virtue of God in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for regulating mind, God, regulating the hormones, God, in the name of Jesus, getting in the reaction, the reproductive system, God, in the name of Jesus, and healing the reproductive system in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you today. Thyroid, I command you to work in the name of Jesus. Work without medicine in the name of Jesus. I command in the name of Jesus the blood to flow throughout the body in the name of Jesus. I command your finances to line up with the will of God, that you will be a good steward over your finances in the name of Jesus, that you will not be provoked to be able to look to the left or to the right. To be able to want what somebody else wants, but you want what God wants. In the name of Jesus, I speak and I declare right now that you will be content in whatever state God have you in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to withstand every adversity, every trial, every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. But God of Ashanda, that God will give you the power to stand. I speak power today. I speak the power of God in Yosha. In the name of Jesus, I speak the power of God to manifest in your life today. In the name of Jesus, let us give God the glory today. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Everything coming to alignment. Everything coming to alignment with the will of God. Oh, God, I want nothing but your will. Oh, Messiah, I just want nothing but your will, God. I want your will for my life, God. And what is not your will, God, I don't want it. God, I want your will, God. Take the world out of me, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do a work on the inside, God. It's an inside job. Bring wholeness right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Wholeness, God. Wholeness, God. Holiness, God. Holiness, God. Holiness when no man see the Lord. Holiness, live holy in speech and deed. Hiya, in the name of Jesus, consecrate your body. Hey, in the name of Jesus, I beseech you, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. It's just your reasonable service. In the name of Jesus, be obedient, oh God. Be obedient. In the name of Jesus, you will not fall in the pit. You will not drown. Hey,
in the name of Jesus. You will not commit suicide in the name of Jesus. You shall live. You shall live. I rebuke the spirit of suicide. I rebuke the spirit of depression right now. I send it back to the pits of hell. I cut it off by the root in the name of Jesus. Every hex, every spell, every spirit of voodoo right now, every black magic, every tarot card in the name of Jesus, I come against it tonight. Every witch and every warlock, God, in the name of Jesus, I break your spell right now in the name of Jesus. I subdue the enemy. I drive the enemy out. I drive the enemy out now. I drive him out now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I give you praise. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are whole. You are whole. You are at peace. You are at us. You are at peace. You are whole. I lift every weight, every weight, every weight, every weight, every weight, and every sin that so easily beset you, and you're going to run this race with patience. In the name of Jesus, you look toward the hills from which cometh your help. Your help coming from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Today is your day of breakthrough. Today is your day of deliverance. God is still moving. He's still moving and he's still speaking. He's still speaking on today in the name of Jesus. You may be mourning, God. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. God said, blesses the feet that carry the gospel. He said, blesses those who die in the Lord. Blessed is the saints that die in the Lord. Hallelujah. That crossed over to the other side. They in the better place. They don't have to toil in this life. They don't have to go through sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus, God said, be at peace. In the name of Jesus, wipe the tears from your eyes. I'm going to give you the strength to go through it. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, he's going to be with you as you go through this. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I speak strength to you, strength to the Osha. Straight to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Shama Nebo Kosaya. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We honor you, Lord. We thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do in our life, God. We thank you for making every crooked place straight, God, and every high mountain down. Hey, we thank you, God, for destroying yokes, God, because of your anointing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for loosening the shackles, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing mental illness. God, tonight in the name of Jesus, everything that plagued their mind, Father, negative words, God, we bring it down in the name of Jesus. For you said that our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds. We pull down those strongholds tonight in the name of Jesus. We disarm the enemy tonight. He has no power. He has no influence. In the name of Jesus, we overthrow his tactics, everybody shot, his tactics and his devices in the name of Jesus. It will not work. It will not work in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise name, Ashaya. Thank you, Lord. I turn it back over to the woman of God. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you, woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. My. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. What can you say? What can you do? Hallelujah. Amen. Didn't our hearts burn within? What a mighty word. What a mighty move. Glory to God. The Lord is yet moving. Amen. In this place. Hallelujah. Amen. Upon this line tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. For Evangelist Jeanette Word. Praise God tonight. Amen. And we come to say what a word on tonight. Glory to God to let us know. Amen. God. Amen. Get the good out of the dysfunction. Amen. My God. Amen. There is some good. Amen. In yours and mine, dysfunction. Amen. She brought it all the way down to Jacob and Leah. Amen. And to Rachel and them all, the dysfunction. Amen. But in through it all, amen. Hallelujah. The blessing that came out. praise God, the dysfunction. Amen. Hallelujah. She shared with us. Amen. Encourage us. Don't stop. Whatever it looks like, don't stop. Stay with Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Pick up the bed. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Good can come out of the dysfunction. Glory to God. Amen. Just somebody move tonight. My Lord. Amen. Just wordless on what to say. Praise God. Just, amen. Just have to be like camel soup. Good. Hallelujah. My God. I just blessed on tonight. Amen. My glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Feel like running, screaming, shouting. Praise God. The word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Open up the door for, amen, the invitation. Amen. If you want to be saved, give Christ your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To let you know, praise God. Doesn't matter where you come from, what it looks like. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus will take you just as you are. Hallelujah. Amen. It is sick among us, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. She called out. Amen. Whatever was ailing, praise God. If it wasn't, praise God. Amen. We were found somewhere in that category. Hallelujah. Don't know about you, but I found myself in the category. Praise God. Amen. The sickness, praise God. Not feeling well, praise God. I mean, had family members. Amen. We were saying, do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Claiming that healing for them. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We told you, praise God, you won't leave here the same way you came. Amen. Thank God for the great move. Amen. Of the mighty Holy Ghost tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Because she just let go and let God have his way. Glory to God. And we thank God tonight. Amen. For the woman of God. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Jeanette Ward, praise God, from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Glory to God. Thank God for you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Also, amen. We say our visionary evangelist, Bradley. Amen. On tonight. Amen. I'm just all caught up. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgetting what I'm, amen, supposed to do. Praise God. Just enjoy the message. Amen. On tonight. Amen. But let me give you the numbers. Praise God. Where you can get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. The number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Again, 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. That's another number. Just in case, amen, you don't get through that one. Amen. 678-608. Amen. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. To the internationals, praise God. Amen. I want you to know that you can dial 678-608-7234. WhatsApp. Amen. And to all of our internationals, praise God. Amen. Listeners, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to know, praise God. Amen. As we say, they may get it at different times or listen to it at different times. Amen. But glory to God. Amen. I want you to know, we want you to be able to get a copy, amen, of this awesome, dynamic, spirit-filled, amen, word, amen, of God tonight. What a word. What a word. Glory to God. What a word. Hallelujah. I was truly blessed on tonight, and we knew you was too. Amen. So call. Praise God. The number. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Text. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They will get. Amen. Glory to God. To make sure you get a copy. Amen. Of the service on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank the Lord. God. Amen. It's just, amen. You've already gave the altar. Call, praise God. Let you know the doors are open. Amen. If you desire to want to be saved, amen. Glory to God. If you have a prayer request, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To say let it be known or whatever it felt like. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That you just want to praise God. Amen. Give a prayer request tonight. Amen. We're going to act. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Word to come back on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have a prayer request, praise God. Amen. Just match star 6. Amen. And come on over. Amen. And she will pray with you. Amen. Glory to God that she called it all out. Hallelujah. Amen. If you just have a special request tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just match star 6. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Praise.
I enjoyed the message. Amen. God bless the speaker. Amen. Wonderful word. Powerful word. What we need in this hour. Because everybody's going through something. Amen. And she hit everything. So we thank God for that. Amen. Well, she hit everything. Amen. Highest. Amen. So we're asking prayer for Sister Jennifer Taylor. Adam OBS, yes, that we put on the prayer list and pray for her. Ask that you pray for my family, me and my family, amen. And pray that God will, you know, strengthen me to hold on, amen, in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank y'all so much. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Bless
amen.
You.
Amen. 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 Evangelist Bond, I have a prayer request for my neighbor and his whole entire family. It's an unspoken prayer request. And I ask that you keep my household and my grandchildren and children in you all prayers. This is Michelle out of Cartersville, Georgia. But yes, please keep us all in prayer. And I thank you. Like she just said, she touched on everything. I mean everything, and the word was awesome, and it was really well needed to hear. So I thank and praise God for that, and I thank and praise God for all of you all that is on this prayer line right now tonight. So God bless you. Have a blessed and wonderful evening.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. If not, amen. Amen. Evangelist word, amen. Turn it back over to you. Praise God. Amen. For prayer. Amen. Word to God. Amen. Then after that, we'll come back.
Praise God. I about lost my voice, but praise the Lord. I thank you for allowing me to bring the word. Praise God. I had a little difficulty over here, but we got what we needed to get out. Praise God.
And God
but, amen. Did you want me to pray for the neighbor in the Adams family?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we just bless your name, God. We just honor the Lord on today. We thank you, God, for every word that was spoken on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, that that word would go to the neighbor's house for the Adams, that she was standing in the gap. I pray, Father God, that you will move in that household, Father, that unspoken request, Father. I ask, God, that you will touch the family, God, that you will touch the children, God, that you will touch the husband and the wife, Father. I pray, God, that you will bring in restoration and healing right now in the name of Jesus, that they will all walk together on one accord in the name of Jesus. I take authority over principalities and powers and rulers in high places that try to overthrow and dismantle the household that tried to disrupt it right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace to go to that house today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we pray for the Adams family. I pray for her household. I pray for her, Father. I pray, God, that the mantle of understanding will arrest her in the name of Jesus, that you will give her peace in every situation. In the name of Jesus, that you will turn her life around, Father, that you will put some things in order, Father, in in the name of Jesus, that you will lift every weight off of her, God, that you will touch her household, that you, in the name of Jesus, every attack of the enemy, in the name of Jesus, I stop it in its tracks. In the name of Jesus, you will not disrupt that house. In the name of Jesus, Satan, I serve notice on you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I draw the line in the sand of the Oshaya. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every family member will be saved. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that every weight be baptized, will be lifted off of that household. In the name of Jesus, that the struggle is over today. In the name of Jesus, I speak the peace of God. I plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of the Bahaya for every person that's dwelling in that household. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the bottom of their feet. In the name of Jesus, that they will walk in the light. In the name of Jesus, for Jesus is the light. In the name of Jesus, that there will be no discord today. In the name of Jesus, I break every yoke, every chain. In the name of Jesus, that hold them captive today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak a breakthrough miracle. I speak a miracle to the Adams family. In the name of Jesus, I speak a breakthrough. I speak the word. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word. I speak a change. I speak deliverance today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for Jesse Taylor, God. I pray, Father God, that you will undergird her. I pray, Father God, that you will do a work on the inside, that you will stir her up, God, that you will stir up every gifting, that you will stir up the calling in the name of Jesus, that she will not that she will not compromise her word, that she will not compromise her walk, Father, that she will not give in to the enemy, that the enemy will not seduce her in the name of Jesus, that she will not listen to the lies in the name of Jesus, that she will hear the voice of the Lord thy God and walk therein in the name of Jesus, that she will not look to the left or to the right in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will bless her household, that you will bless her going in and bless her going out, God, that she would anoint her house, that she would anoint her grandchildren, that she would anoint her children in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. I bind up confusion in every area of her life in the name of Jesus. Bless her finances, that she will have more than enough, that every bill will be paid in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for arresting her in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, take a prayer to another level, God. In the name of Jesus, let her get out of Yosemite. Let her get up in the midnight. Let her get up in the midnight hour, God, and seek your face, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give her instruction, God. Give her clarity, oh God. Let her know her function and her calling, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, set her on the solid rock. In the name of Jesus, that she will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. In the name of Jesus, stabilize her going, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless her hands, God, that she will lay hands on the sick, Shanda, and they shall recover. In the name of Jesus, that she shall tread upon scorpions, and anything higher will not hurt her. She shall give her Shanda. In the name of Jesus, she shall give her Shanda. She shall say, Rebeki Osaya. She shall see the manifestation of your glory, God, as she seek your face, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will make her way plain, Father, that you will give her clarity, that you will give her clarity in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we call it done today, God. We seal it in the name of Jesus, and we thank you and we praise you now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the Lord say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and the praises of God shall be in your mouth. God said, the praises of God shall be in your mouth, and you will, my God, shut out of a kosaya. You will begin to shake heaven. And every wall will come tumbling down, just like in Jericho, in the name of Jesus. As you shout unto the Lord a new sound, as you
you sing unto the Lord and bless his name. He will confuse the enemy that tried to enter into your camp. God said, bless my name. Bless my name. He said, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto thee in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God said, change your lifestyle. Change your lifestyle that will imitate him in the name of Jesus. And people will see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Shia. He said that the church is acting like the world. God said, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and I shall receive you as my sons and my daughters in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Praise the name. Hiya. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, dear Mashadeboshete. Robo Shata. I see daggers being put yashanda coming out of people's backs in the name of Jesus. Backstabbers, gossips and mandanda. Adiadata. Gossipakoshke bakasotoya. In the name of Jesus. People gossiping. God says, stop gossiping. Stop gossiping. And neighbor in the name of Jesus. Stop gossiping. Because when you gossip, you come against me. These are my people. My people. These are my people. God said, pray for my people. Pray for my people. He said, stop gossiping. Shut your mouth and pray. God said, pray. And you will see results. He said, pray. Stop gossiping. Stop being critical. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I shall work in your house. Close your mouth. You're talking too much. Yeah. You on the phone talking too much. God said, close your mouth, you Jesus.
Thank you, God.
My. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Let the cleansing power of God. The cleansing power of God go to your home. The cleansing power of God come to your house today in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over over every household, every mind, every heart, every hurt, every disappointment. I come against it and I plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, that you be free tonight in the name of Jesus, that you will be made whole, that you will not leave off this life heavy weighed down in the name of Jesus. You will not go way down. God said, give it to me tonight. You don't have to get off the line heavy. God said, give it to me. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Yebasha. He said, you can't handle it. I care it for you. I'm handling it for you. Don't you believe me? Have faith in me. Have faith in your God. Have faith. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. He said, faith without works is dead. You got to work your faith. Work your faith. Work your faith. And don't doubt. Believe me. Believe the Lord thy God. He said, they that come to me must believe that I am and that I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. I am a rewarder. I will reward you. He said, do not become weary in well-doing, but you shall reap a harvest if you faint not. This is not the time to faint. This is not the time to throw in the towel in the name of Jesus. This is the time to draw nigh unto me. God said, draw nigh unto me. Draw nigh unto me. Come into the place of safety. They that dwell in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But I shall protect thee, said God, no matter what come up in the Oshaya, upon the worthy Astata, Wabasa, no matter what come upon the earth, Hayatabosa, God God said, I will take care of thee if you abide in my presence. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will. And God said, I will do it, said the Lord. My, my, my. Yes, God. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hiya. Ooh, sha. My, my, my. Oh, my, my, my. God said, I'm turning some feet. I'm turning some feet. I'm turning some feet in another direction. There's some feet going in the wrong direction. You go into wrong places. God said, I'm turning your feet into the Osiah. I'm turning your feet around. Yay! God said, don't go back where you've been going. Don't go back where you've been going. You've been going into the Osiah. You've been going into places you have no business going. God said, this is a warning unto the name of God. God said, this is a warning unto you in the name of Jesus. Don't go back. Don't go back. Don't go, Bokosha. Don't go back. God said, Abakashakata, behold, I pulled you out once. Don't keep going back. Don't keep going back, said God, pulling you out. I'm pulling you out. I'm pulling you out. I'm pulling you out. Don't go back. Don't go back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Thank you, Lord God, for your anointing. Thank you, God, for your warning. Thank you, God, for your instruction. Thank you, God, for your insight. Thank you, God, for your clarity. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We need you. We can't live without you. We need you in this hour. We need you in this season. Thank you, God, that you spared our life. You brought us through COVID-19. Lord God, you brought us down through the years. You never forsaken us. You've always taken care of us. You've always supplied all of our needs. Lord God, we thank you, God. You have preserved us. You have preserved our mind. You have preserved us coming in and going out, God. You kept us from accidents. You kept us from fiery darts, Father. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for sparing our life, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did it, God. And we're so grateful and we are so thankful, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God. It wasn't on our own accord. It was by your power. It was by your grace. It was by your mercy, God. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness. It's better than life. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us in spite of ourselves. Oh, God, you thank you. You love us in spite of ourselves. In spite of ourselves, God, you love us and you chose us, God. We want to say thank you, Lord, and we bow down to your presence, Father. And, Lord God, we give you praise and we give you glory, God, and we give you adoration, God. We give you everything that you've given us. We give it back to you, God. It never belonged to us. Our cars and our houses and our jobs and our finances, everything and our talents and our gifts, everything belongs to you. Everything belongs to you. We are nothing without you, God. We're like filthy rags, Father, in your presence, Father. But you chose to call us by your name, God. You brought us out of darkness and brought us into the marvelous light, God. We want to tell you thank you today, God. We are so grateful. 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 You didn't have to do it, but you did it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for another night. We thank you for bringing us down through the years. We thank you for bringing us into 2022. We don't know what all it entails, but God, we're riding with you all the way. We're riding and we're trusting in you. If we don't believe you, let us trust you. Let us believe you for the impossible, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, build our faith. Build our faith. You said faith without works is dead. You said in your word, hallelujah, to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman unto God that needeth not be ashamed. Let us get in your word, God, that you may build our faith. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of the Lord. Lord, we hear you. Lord, we will obey. We will do what you tell us to do. In the name of Jesus, if you got to break us, if you got to crush us, if you got to squeeze us to get the anointing out, that we will fall into line, that we will come into alignment with you, whatever you need to do, God,
We say yes, Lord. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turn it back over to you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you again. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Just enjoying the Holy Ghost and just enjoying you tonight. Amen. And what the Lord is doing. Amen. Glory to God. And we praise the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. Amen. For what he's doing, what he's already done. Amen. We ask to be like, amen, and stay in the church. Put your hands today. Praise God tonight at the speaker. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would touch her right now, God, to strengthen her. In the name of Jesus, God, strengthen her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God, that you will restore everything that took her. Hallelujah, oh God, everything that she has given out to your people tonight, God. Hallelujah, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Lord, we ask you, God, to give it to her tonight, God, to bless her going out or coming in. Meet every desire in the name of Jesus, oh God. Cover her with your blood in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God, for what you have done tonight, oh God. And we'll forever give you praise, honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, in your moment, God, we appreciate you tonight, evangelist. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Amen. Tonight, praise God. And to all of our listeners, all our advisors, amen. To our host, praise God, visionary. Amen. Pastor, amen. Evangelist, amen. And Ned Bradley, God bless you. Tonight, many kisses to you tonight. Amen. Appreciate you. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, amen. I want to say amen. Glory to God. It's the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in his eyes. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody asked you, what is it? This is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. Amen. Pouring out his spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Don't want to go tonight. Amen. Amen. Don't even want to go. Want to stay for some more. But amen. We ask you, Lord, please come back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Amen. Same place, same time. The Prayer News Network. Tell somebody about it. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. What the Lord is doing. Praise God. Going higher and higher in the Lord. Take the word tonight. Don't forget about ordering your copy tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Get it, get it, get it. Get that copy and share it with someone. God bless you until tomorrow night. Amen. Be blessed tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.